Good morning, beloved, and welcome to this Wednesday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Again, thank you for inviting me into your homes to share this time with you. Believe me, it is truly my joy to be able to do this. Let's go ahead, and today we'll be reading from John chapter 8, verses 12 through 30. And in this passage of scripture, there's a debate between Jesus and his opponents. Jesus is questioned about who his Father is, and he draws upon the divine name, I am who I am, to define his connection to the Father, to God. John's gospel includes 7 of Jesus' I am sayings, and today's reading begins with one of them. And so let's go ahead. Again, God's guiding word for us this week has been love. And let's begin reading at John chapter 8, verse 12. Jesus spoke to the Pharisees again. I am the light of the world, he said. Whoever follows me will have the light of life and will never walk in darkness. The Pharisees said to him, now you are testifying on your own behalf. What you say proves nothing. No, Jesus answered, even though I do testify on my own behalf, what I say is true, because I know where I came from and where I'm going. You do not know where I came from or where I am going. You make judgments in a purely human way. I pass judgment on no one. But if I were to do so, my judgment would be true, because I'm not alone in this. The Father who sent me is with me. It is written in your law that when two witnesses agree, what they say is true. I testify on my own behalf, and the Father who sent me also testifies on my behalf. Well, where is your Father? They ask him. You know neither me nor my Father, Jesus answered. If you knew me, you would know my Father also. Jesus said all this as he taught in the temple in the room where the offering boxes were placed, and no one arrested him because his hour had not yet come. Again, Jesus said to them, I will go away, you will look for me, but you will die in your sins. You cannot go where I am going. So the Jewish authority said, he says we cannot go where he is going. Does this mean that he will kill himself? Jesus answered, you belong to this world here below, but I come from above. You are from this world, but I am not from this world. That is why I told you that you will die in your sins, and you will die in your sins if you do not believe that I am who I am. Well, who are you? They asked him. Jesus answered, what I have told you from the very beginning. I have much to say about you, much to condemn you for. The one who sent me, however, is truthful, and I tell the world only what I've heard from him. They did not understand that Jesus was talking to them about the Father. So he said to them, when you lift up the Son of Man, you will know that I am who I am. Then you will know that I do nothing on my own authority, but I say only what the Father has instructed me to say. And he sent me, and he who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, because I always do what pleases him. Many who heard Jesus say these things believed in him. And today's key verse is John chapter 8, verse 12. I am the light of the world, Jesus said. Whoever follows me will have the light of life and will never walk in darkness. It is so amazing, brothers and sisters, how blind these so-called teachers were. Just the everyday person sitting at the feet of Jesus were beginning to understand who he was. But the great leaders and teachers of the Jews just sat there dumbfounded, unable to figure out that this was God's Messiah. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you are the light of the world, and I have the light of life because I choose to follow you. You have revealed God's love to me and made me a child of God. Teach me to live in the light of your love and to reflect your love in my daily encounters with others. Amen. Well, that brings our Wednesday together to an end. Join me tomorrow as we will be reading John chapter 8, verses 31 through 59, where Jesus' opponents accuse him of having a demon in him. Until then, beloved, may God richly bless you. Bless you financially, bless you with healing and strength in your body. That is my prayer for you.